we've been keeping you updated on this. The Labor Department releasing an interim final rule which revises the way in which the adverse effect wage rate is calculated for the H-2A guest worker program. The United Farm Workers, they're against the changes, saying the way that wages will be calculated will cut those wages of all farm workers across the U.S. It says the move will cut income for farm workers by a third. Chris Schulte is a partner at Fisher Phillips Law Firm and follows this H-2A issue really closely. All right, Chris, walk us through what this new interim rule could mean for growers, farmers, and ranchers out there.
Happy to. It's actually good news. So that's rare. So they're using a different data set and they're making adjustments based on skill level, that not all jobs are kind of the most experienced jobs. There are a number of people that need folks on an entry-level position. So this will lower wages in a lot of states by $4 or $5 an hour or more. One of the other big changes in there is that in recognition of H-2A employers having to provide free housing and other, you know, current other costs to participate in the program, it didn't make sense to pay them the exact same wage as what a U.S. worker would get, who would then take that money and then have to pay rent on their own. So they've made adjustments to that. So each state will have what they're calling an adverse compensation adjustment applied to it that will lower the wage level for H-2A workers by an additional somewhere between $1 or $3 state by state. The estimate from the department is that this will save farm employers $24 billion over the next 10 years. So we're excited about that.